Where there's muck, there's brass, they say.
Don't buy anything just because it's cheap. Buy things that you can sell.
It's never truer than in the world of reclamation. Unearthing forgotten gems and turning them into profit. Two Northern Yards trading the treasures of the past.
It's not a game, it's business.
Ribble Reclamation, a three-acre site on the edge of Preston. It's been run for the past 10 years by Dale Sumner.
I served my time with a local antiques dealer. I enjoyed my job. It's antiques, isn't it?
Paul is an old friend of Dale's, but now he's also Dale's new boss, having bought the yard 2 months ago.
Is that my tea? There's enough sugar in it. Good.
He's the larger-than-life owner of a local demolition firm and has added to his empire by buying Ribble.
What do you think?
£1,000, Matt.
Well, he is what he is. He's very much hard sell.
Is Paul stressful to work for? Yes.
7 a.m. on a gorgeous summer's day at Ribble Reclamation.
I hate seeing wilted plants.
Ever since he started the yard 10 years ago, Dale's been an early bird.
Skies are blue. There's not a cloud to spoil the view.
Dale has spent years building up the stock for his yard, including some pretty unusual large metal animals. But what sort of person buys stuff like this? Hotel owner and regular client Simon could be just the man.
They're all full of ale.
Is your patter going to be as good as Dale's?
Well, I'm not about the patter.
It's all yap, yap.
I'm not bothered about the patter. Talk's cheap, be as dear.
I can't afford cockerel either. I always fancy them.
So what I'll do here, though, if you can pick it up and carry it to Gates without putting it down, you can have it.
But in spite of all Dale's smooth talking, Simon's not yet convinced about the cockerel. And nor is Paul.
It's not my end of it, really, all that stuff. I like the good old stuff. And I like the bricks and the flags and the cope and the heavy stuff. That's my game, not fancy ornaments like this.
...53 miles south in the heart of rural Cheshire is the four-acre site of Beeston Reclamation. Trevor Jones has owned and run the yard for 12 years, but it's been an uphill struggle all the way.
When I came here, there was nothing. We moved from a farmyard 10 miles away.